So I want to tell you about a terrific resource today. If you are in the process of adopting embryos through the National Embryo Donation or donating embryos, or if you're thinking about doing either, we're going to talk about the NEDC Embryo Adoption / Donation Group on Facebook. Hi, I'm Mark Mellinger, your host. This is the Embryo Adoption Podcast, and I'm joined today by the admins of this group, Bethany Piowski and Julie Garber, against the NEDC Embryo Adoption Donation Group on Facebook. So, Julie, I want to start here. You have some context as to how this sort of core group got going. So before we talk about what the Facebook group does and who it's for, sort of give me the history.
Yeah, as best I can. There was a core group of us that kind of had connected, realized that we were all working through NEDC, but we were on another embryo adoption group on Facebook. And we realized, oh, well, we would like to be able to talk about the process, what to expect at the first appointment. Some of us had it, some of us hadn't. And then some of us were going for a transfer. That was back, I want to say, we started talking about it in the fall of 2017. And I'm pretty certain one of the other admins who's not with us right now, Nina, she actually started the group. And I know I joined at the same time as an admin. It was right around November of 17, because that's when my family transferred. And I know it was literally probably within the week of when we transferred.
Yeah, and the group has really grown. It's got several hundred members now. And as we mentioned, Julie is an admin. Bethany is an admin. And Nina, who's not with us now, she may jump in during this podcast. We'll just see how it goes. But she's the other admin. And these ladies have done a great job. And Bethany, I want to bring you in now. Explain what the purpose. And again, if you're on Facebook, just search for NEDC Embryo Adoption / Donation Group. You'll find the private group. So tell me what the purpose of this is, Bethany.
Sure, you bet. The purpose of the group is to provide a kind of a separate sector, if you will. It is not affiliated with the NEDC. We don't discuss medical information within this group, but it's a separate sector of people that are both donors and recipients that understand the NEDC process. And people that can provide additional prayer or provide some kind of a safe place for just the donors and recipients. So, you know, while certainly grandparents and friends and, you know, and neighbors might like to have some insight as far as and provide support to those folks going through processes. This is intended to be a really safe place that we can talk about kind of intimate details of, you know, I'm cycling next month and my transfer date is this, and here's what my process looks like. Or, you know, I just was at my 6-week ultrasound and, you know, I lost the pregnancy. And so it's intended to be a really safe place that we can have those details that are strictly subject to the NEDC process. And then we can support each other and, you know, share the highs and the lows. And we love when donors are in the group, and we would love more donors to be in the group. It's pretty heavily weighed towards recipients, but donors bring a really significant perspective that recipients can really benefit from, and vice versa. The donors really appreciate kind of seeing the direct impact of their donation. So, you know, again, it's meant to be that safe place that we can have those conversations that are strictly applicable to the NEDC and support each other and pray for each other and so on.
And again, just to be clear, It is outside the purview of the NEDC, and we'll talk about that later on. In other words, we have no role in facilitating this group, but we know of its existence. We think it's a good thing, and obviously, we're happy to promote it. We've done it on our social media. We're doing it on this podcast because we think it's very important for people who are going through the process to have a safe space to talk about what's going on and how it works here in a way that we don't see. I mean, that's just how it is. Sometimes you feel more comfortable in something that's facilitated by people who are not officially with the organization. We think it's a great thing. And Bethany, how do you make sure that people who are in the group or wanting to join the group fit the criteria that they're actually involved in or have been involved in donating or adopting embryos through the NEDC?
Sure. So there's a set of information at the top of the Facebook page that lists the criteria, and then as you proceed towards membership, there's some membership questions that need to be completed, and the questions are questions like, where are you at in your process, and that you need to have completed an application or be beyond the application, whether you're a donor or a recipient. Sometimes the group catches people that are, 3 years past birth and they didn't realize that it was out there. And so, of course, those people are always welcome. But we've got a number of membership questions that we go through. And sometimes if somebody doesn't complete the membership questions, we'll decline and send them a separate message, asking them to complete those. It's really intended to identify and make sure that this group is for them and that we can maintain that safe place.
I love how you ladies are serving our families in this capacity. Julie, give me some insight into what goes on in the group. Like, what are some of the most common things that group members are asking about and helping each other with? Bethany did give us some examples. Do you have some others?
Yeah. I mean, it can have a broad range from some of those examples that she gave to, hey, I'm going down for my initial appointment. Where do I stay? Where do I eat? What's fun to do? So those are kind of the lighthearted things. Or who else is going, it happened for us. Who else is going to be down there? We met up with one of the families that was transferring the day after us, went out to dinner and right after our transfers and prayed with each other. And by God's grace, we both had identical twin girls. So it's been fun to have that journey. But, it's the ups and downs. It's, who do I contact? Sometimes we're redirecting them. You need to call the office. What's the process in that first appointment? What do I need to bring down? Questions like that.
Yeah, and I love hearing about those friendships that form sort of organically. For couples who are both part of the same transfer cycle, that happens actually a lot. And I love hearing that that's facilitated by this group. By the way, on the food question, I'm just going to tell everybody right now, because I'm your man for that. If you want to go on somewhere on the west side, it's Lakeside Tavern. Okay, Lakeside Tavern. And if you want to go downtown, Stock and Barrel. If you want pizza that's only in Knoxville, go to Hard Knox Pizza. If you want the best barbecue that's not fast food, you got to go to Sweet Peas Downtown Dive on Jackson Street downtown. So that's we will give you some other recommendations, and I'm sure people in the group will give great recommendations. But as someone who is a foodie and loves Knoxville eateries, I can tell you those are all excellent places. So you'll thank me later. Bethany, how have you seen God work through this group in beautiful ways? That the friendships has to be one way. Can you talk about some others?
First of all, Mark, we'll pin those to the top of our Facebook group. So when when that question comes up again, per Mark Mellinger, these are some great places. So that will be much appreciated and much used. God has worked in so many ways. We talk about friendships. I just happened to strike up a conversation with a woman probably about 4 years ago who has become my very best friend, and through the group, and we've traveled literally across the country to see each other, and we talk every single day. So that's certainly one way. You know, other ways, you know, donors and recipients, if there's any level of openness, are forging new relationships. You know, both donors and recipients, and you know, sometimes even extended family members are sharing about embryo adoption at their churches and in their neighborhoods, at various organizations. God's hand is very much in this entire process, whether it's within our group, whether it's the initiatives that are going on outside of the group, at the clinic, outside of the clinic. It really is, it's very obvious. If you actually just, you know, open your mind and your heart to it, it is everywhere, the impact that God is having. So it's really remarkable.
And I would add too, Mark, one of the things that has happened probably more recently in the last year, maybe you can correct me, Bethany, is that as the group grew bigger, and it wasn't just people that were transferring in a couple months, like when we started it, there started to be a thread created for anybody who's in this transfer cycle or this transfer cycle. And so that really helped facilitate people what we had at the beginning, you know, because it was small, to, you know, happen now that they could connect with people at the same stage.
I love it. That is a terrific thing. Before we continue, we do have more to get through and more on the group. I want to ask you to do something for me if you enjoy the Embryo Adoption Podcast, and that is go ahead and leave us a review, leave us a rating on whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now. That will help. The feedback will help us. It'll help us improve the podcast, know what we're doing well and what we're not. Of course, we'd love a 5-star review, and we invite that. But if that's not what you'd give us, okay, be honest. Regardless, your feedback's going to be helpful. So give us a rating, give us a review. It'll help more people find us. Describe, Bethany, what this group is not a forum for, the type of behaviors and spirits that you don't want people to bring.
Sure. Number one, this group is not for medical advice. It just is not, right? There may be some medical professionals in the group, but they're not in the group for that purpose, you know. So that's first and foremost. This group is not for medical advice. All medical advice goes directly to the clinic, and we're very clear about that. So if a question is raised, we're pretty quick to say, you know, please contact the clinic about that. This group is also not, you know, outside of the purview of who the group is not for, you know, extended family and such. This group also is not, is just not a place for intentional negativity. I've seen some of that go on in other embryo donation, embryo adoption type of groups. There's, you know, jealousy and disrespect and things of that nature. And I haven't seen it in this group. And this group is unbelievably supportive, but we have a really low tolerance for anything. You know, if it should come up, we will certainly take care of it right away. So
yeah,
those are the biggies. No medical advice and no intentional negativity. Maybe somebody will say something that hurts somebody's feelings, and you know, that can be worked through, but you know, it's the intentional statements or behaviors that are just not tolerated. So
if you want to talk about what a jerk Mellinger is, this is not the forum. Well, you can think that, you just can't say it. That's basically
exactly right.
You're more than welcome to think it. So, Julie, let me ask you, why do you think it is? I mentioned earlier that we think it's important for our families to have this sort of safe space that's outside of our purview. Why do you guys think it's so important?
You know, it kind of goes back, you know, when we started it, it was, okay, we're all going on this journey that we haven't done before, and this is overwhelming, and I want somebody to walk alongside me, because I'm all by myself with my husband, and, you know, we may be states away, and I don't, you know, I just need somebody to know that somebody else is doing the same thing, and so that's just having that knowledge is really helpful, and then just to be able to throw stories back and forth. It's coming alongside each other.
Bethany, anything you'd add to that?
Absolutely. I agree with that. So my husband and I went through a process before this group was started. We started with the NEDC in early 2016, and we transferred a couple of times. And we have our kiddo, Calvin, who is baby 662. He was born in September of 2017. And we felt really alone. It was hard. We didn't share with our family and friends. And it just, you know, the fertility process can be really isolating in the first place. And then to be traveling, you know, we're from Wisconsin. So, you know, we're traveling many states away. And, you know, we really didn't know what we were doing and what we were getting into. And it would have been extremely helpful to have, you know, other people to walk alongside us and, you know, to pray with, and even just to be a social support with. And so, you know, I've done kind of some offline mentoring, if you will, you know, with some people from the group that have kind of expressed an interest in, you know, can I just get a little bit more support? And so I've done some of that. And you know, just the group itself is just, it's so supportive to be able to walk alongside each other during those processes. So yeah, I can echo Julie's comments most definitely.
And I would say too, you know, for those of us who our children are getting older now, not real old, mine were four, but it's old enough. But, you know, we don't see it as often, but we do see it from time to time. Parents wondering, okay, so what's the process of talking to my children about this? You know, we talk about doing it, you know, early on, but, you know, when they start getting into those toddler years and preschool years, and it becomes more of a, you know, do I talk to them, or, you know, who is connected, you know, with the donors, if they have an open relationship, what is, you know, how do you navigate that? So kind of those other things that are beyond when you've had that time with the clinic and you do feel alone in that.
That's a great point. Yeah. As we navigate, as our kids get older, you know, the processes of cycling and the, you know, the early, the birth process and that early process is really where there's a lot of focus within the group, but there's still so much knowledge in the group that for people that have been around a longer time that we can really extract, as well as, you know, forging relationships with donors as appropriate or as applicable, depending on the situation. So there's still, it's a wonderful group, and there's still so much that we can both provide and extract from it that we haven't even tapped. There's so much potential.
Mm-hmm. So, and I would add too, with that you mentioned about the donors, we don't have a whole lot of donors on there, though we've had a few. But what I love is when a donor posts and just the response from the recipients of thank you so much. It's just, I love that, because I hope that we are an encouragement to them in a time that's difficult for them as well.
Mm-hmm. And I love it. This is so important, because, you know, we at the NEDC can talk to people. We can tell them what to expect. We can tell them what emotions to prepare for, but we can't do it in the same way that you all can. And, you know, different people are going to connect with other families differently. The nuances of your story might fit one couple's better than another. And this is just a great chance, like you've been unpacking, to find that. So I love hearing these connections. And yeah, if you're a donor listening to this and you want to be a part of this community, you feel like it would be helpful to you, and I'm sure it would be, again, feel free to look up the group and try to join. As long as you're legit, they'll definitely let you in. You know, one thing, as we move toward wrapping it up, Bethany, I mentioned that this is outside the official purview of the NEDC. It's not something we do. That doesn't mean that there is not some connection maintained between the group and the NEDC. So talk about how that has worked and why it's important that there is some connection still to the organization, even though we don't see what is going on in the group.
Right. There is a clear line drawn in the sand to maintain the confidentiality of both, you know, the conversation that's happening within the group and certainly the other way around. However, some things do come up in the group that need the clinic's attention. And if there are, you know, trends of conversations that are coming up, issues that maybe nobody's reached out to the clinic and expressed concern or something isn't working quite right or something, anything of that nature, you know, we will reach out to the clinic ourselves and have that discussion. And I want to be really clear, there's still a significant level of anonymity. So, you know, anybody in the group that expresses, you know, some type of displeasure or dissatisfaction or concern, that is still all completely anonymous to the clinic. We never divulge that information, but we will share the information, not verbatim, but we'll share issues and trends. And, you know, if there's, you know, common topics that are coming up that could possibly, you know, a process could stand improvement or anything of that nature, we'll communicate. And, you know, Mark and I communicate, you know, you and I communicate occasionally about things. And it, you know, it's not an everyday thing that we're talking about what's happening in the group, but it's all for the best interest of the donor group, the recipient group, the clinic processes, and so on. So,
go ahead, Julie.
I was going to say one thought that when you were talking about that, one example would just be where we see that there needs to be further education for people who are coming in. And so I know we've communicated with the NEDC and say, hey, there's a lot of confusion over this. Can you make it clearer?
That's great. Thanks, Julie. That's a really good point.
Yeah. And that's the point that I was going to make. These conversations, and she's absolutely right. You know, the people who have voiced opinions or concerns about things, right? They keep the identities anonymous. We don't know who's voicing these things. But I will say that some of the conversations we have had that had their genesis in the group have actually led to process changes here at the NEDC. Some have led to changes in the way we communicate certain things. So, you know, that's one thing we tell everybody is we really do try to listen to the feedback of the families who are part of our ministry. And this is a key way of doing that, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, it's so great hearing you two talk about this. And again, you just need to look up the NEDC Embryo Adoption / Donation Group on Facebook. These two are two of the three administrators, and they will make sure that that gate is secure, but the right people do get in. I want to thank you ladies, not only for joining me for this, but for working in this volunteer capacity. I know it actually does take a pretty good amount of time, and you're not getting paid by anybody to do this. So thank you both for your heart.
It's a blessing to do.
Happy to do it.
Bethany and Julie, thanks so much. And again, if this podcast has touched you in a meaningful way, either this episode or another, give us a rating, give us a review on the podcast platform that you are listening on. Also, if you want more information at all about the NEDC and anything having to do with embryo adoption or donation, go to our website, embryodonation.org. You'll find out further ways you can get in touch with us there, embryodonation.org. I'm Mark Mellinger. This has been the Embryo Adoption Podcast.